Beloved children of the light, this is Adama. I wish to talk to you today about these very special energies that are coming towards this humanity. These energies for the March season, the equinox, and each full moon of this very special year, 2012. The energies that are coming towards this humanity are of a golden energy, golden vibration. And these energies are so pure that they will melt the hearts of the human beings. It's like the source is sending its own blood towards its own children to revive them, to awaken them. So when these energies are coming in this very special year, it's energies that will bless the heart of each daughter, each son of the source on this planet. And these blessings will not go away. They will penetrate the hearts. They will infuse a new energy, the energy of the fifth dimension consciousness, in each heart on this planet. Humanity does not have a choice. The consciousness of this planet has called for love to come back in this dimension, for love to manifest itself again in its full glory in this dimension, on this planet. So this love is coming towards this humanity to awaken the hearts that have forgotten. And it's like the rain falling from the sky. Whenever it's raining, the trees cannot hide, the flowers cannot hide from the rain. It's just falling. So they just have to welcome, accept this rain, and merge with this, its pure energy, so that they are blessed with this energy of love. Same thing will happen with humanity, with the human beings, and not only the human beings, the animal kingdom as well, and the trees and the crystals. Everything will be showered with this love energy, this pure golden love energy of Christ. So, what is so special about this year? It's because even if the human being want to refuse this love, it will not be able to. It will just infuse itself softly, delicately in each heart. So when by each month going by, each human being will accumulate more and more of this love, this awakening vibration of love inside its own heart. So the consciousness of this planet is rising. God itself is coming to rise among its own children, to bring back on this planet its own energy of love and respect of life. So what will happen? Those ones that will not choose to accept love will have some little difficulties, because there will be a kind of battle inside them. A battle between, I should change, I should love myself, I should open my heart to life, and the fear to do it. So that will create some unbalances in some people. So there will be some reactions among this humanity. Just accept what's coming on, what is coming towards you. Open your heart. Do not resist. Welcome any change. Because this humanity is now responsible to create the new earth. It's now responsible to create the new humanity. So with this privilege comes the responsibility. Each human being is a participant of this new era. Each human being is responsible of changing this world, of creating it. Like presently, Mother Earth is responsible to resurrect the nature, to resurrect the trees and the flowers and the grass, to resurrect the activity in the nature, to create the leaves on the trees, to create the new flowers on the planet. And Mother Earth does not go away from this responsibility. Since eons, year after year, the planet has always taken its responsibility to resurrect the nature, to create a new bountifulness of trees and flowers, of vegetables and fruits, to nurture this humanity, to nurture and to feed its own children. So now humanity does not have a choice. From this year, humanity takes back its responsibility to create a world of peace and love. It cannot hide from it. Time has run out. Time is now to start a new era. An era of peace, love, respect, harmony. Not only for humanity, but for each kingdom living on this planet. So, this love that is poured down upon this humanity is helping each heart to open to its own divinity. And at the same time, it is anchoring the consciousness of responsibility about life itself in this dimension. So open your eyes, beloved children. Open your eyes to what will happen on this planet. A new kind of flower is growing on this planet. And this flower is the human being. The human being is now producing a new flower. The flower of responsibility and consciousness. Responsibility about its own duties, about themselves, towards humanity itself, towards the planet Earth, and towards each kingdom sharing this planet. Yes, now cooperation, a new cooperation in the consciousness. This state of mind, this state of consciousness will anchor itself more and more at a deeper level in the heart of each human being, because human being has to wake up. Human being will be in front of a door and it cannot ignore this door, because Mother Earth will show the door to its own children. So you will not be able to say, I did not see it. It will be in front of your nose. So, all of this, to say that this is a glorious year, beloved ones. The year of awakening. The year of unification. Of responsibility. The year of starting a new era in this dimension, consciously, as a daughter and a son of God, as a God, goddess that you are. Yes, indeed, each full moon will bring a new wave of golden energies of love in the hearts of everybody on this planet, all living things. All living creatures, even the crystals, everything will be bathed with this energy of pure golden energy of love. So, what's coming? the best. The best is coming. And that is the truth. How can you prepare for this? Just relax. Welcome the change. Welcome the blessings of love into your heart, into your consciousness, into each cell of your body, not only your physical body, but all of your subtle bodies. Welcome the energies of light. There is much more than that. Each human being is in transformation. Each human being is pushed towards himself, pushed inside his own heart, because these emotions inside you are awakening. The emotions that have been carried from lifetime to lifetime and hidden in the cells, in the memories of your cells. These emotions are also rising. They are rising from inside you, and you cannot hide from them. They are rising slowly and slowly, each day after each day. So there is an action in two ways here. One from the inside to the outside, and one from the outside to the inside. Like at each full moon, you are blessed with this new energy of love that is going inside you to infuse its own energy of golden Christ love. And there is this energy from inside your own cells that was in a wait state since billions of years. And this energy is there, and it resonates with the golden Christed energy that is coming on towards this humanity. So, in fact, humanity is being awakened from two ways, from the outside and from the inside. The pure love of who you are, the pure love of the eternal being that you are, that is hidden inside you, that is inside each one of your atoms, is entering in resonance with this energy that is being poured upon this humanity, on all of the planet, and especially with the equinox and the solstice, these four important milestones for the planet this year. They will come and reawaken these very special energies from inside each atom in your physical body. So, in fact, the plan is so perfect. It's like the seeds of light that are inside you are being watered by the love of the Creator, of the Source. And these seeds are not set, how can I say that? Cannot hide from this love. They were inside you since the beginning of your travel in this dimension. And they were prepared to awaken in this lifetime. And they will resonate with this golden Christed energy that is being poured down on this planet. So, be ready to acknowledge some changes inside you, changes on how you see the life, and most of all, how you see yourself, how you perceive yourself. So, many of you this year will find it's very uncomfortable, because this energy is infusing the energy of recognizing of who you are, these seeds of light inside you that are resonating with this golden Christed energy, will force you to recognize who you are and they will push you in a direction so that you acknowledge yourself, so that you open new eyes on about yourself, about your life, and ask yourself questions like, why am I here? What am I expecting from life? What do I want to live? What makes me happy? These questions will resonate inside you. And at one point, you will have to stop and address them. Because you will not be able to pretend and to walk and to do as if it was like yesterday, like you were doing things as you have been told to do. Now the question will rise from yourself and you will start questioning yourself about what you are doing. So this energy that is coming on this planet is coming to awaken your own consciousness, to awaken your true identity inside you, and to shake the fences around you, to shake and break the walls around you, so that you see a new light, not on for the other ones, for yourself. So this year is the year that will bring humanity towards its own freedom. Freedom of choice, freedom of choosing what you want to live, by which rule you want to live. So this is a pretty amazing adventure that is coming towards this humanity. Humanity has to reinvent itself, has to reinvent its the way it's seeing life. Because life is not what has been decided and what has been imposed upon humanity since eons. No, it's something else. Something much more beautiful, much more glorious and powerful. And in this year, human beings will start to open their eyes to admire this glorious kind of life. Because they will awaken what they are inside them is awakening now. And the energy that is coming towards this planet is working into this direction to free its own children, to help grow inside each human being the seeds of light of who they are, their divine attributes. How will humanity react to this? There will be, in fact, two kinds of reaction. One will be blessed by this awakening. One will flow with it, will acknowledge the change and smile at it, because it will recognize the truthfulness of what is happening inside them and around them. And the other reaction will be the one of negation, the one of rejection, because they will not understand themselves. There will be too much challenge, emotional challenge, because their belief system is not open to accept life as it is coming. A life blessing all life form, a life that makes place for every people, every consciousness, a life that respects life itself, that glorifies it, that creates beauty. So those ones will suffer. That you already know. But is it important? It does not belong to you. What belongs to you is your openness of heart, openness of mind, openness of all that you are to these new energies that are coming towards this planet. So put a smile on your face. Put a smile in your heart and live each day as if it was the most glorious adventure that you can ever live. And accept the challenge that are being presented to you. Because yes, there will be still some challenges. Otherwise you will not grow. Acknowledge the change. Welcome it. Do not resist. Just let go of all of these questions inside you. Let go of all of your fears. Let go of all of that is not in harmony with love, with peace, with respect and harmony. The advice I can give you now is to live your life like the small kids that are marveling about life itself, discovering new things each day, opening new eyes, smiling at life. Keep this attitude inside you of marveling about everything, especially who you are, especially everything that is around you. Put the vibration of admiration inside you, the vibration of joy, the vibration of freedom, and live your life each day with this vibration in your heart consciously. Choose the thoughts that are crossing your mind. If a thought is not aligned with the vibration of joy and freedom, just let it go and replace it with something else. Create your own ritual of pictures, of vibrations, of emotions inside you. This way you will align with the energies of love that are coming towards this humanity. And you will let the life open all the doors for you. Bring you all of its treasures and place them at your feet. And this is so true, beloved ones. Learn to create your world inside you first, and then everything will open like magic around you. If you want to have a life of joy, place joy in your heart. Live it. Feel it. Create image inside you that will bring and create this emotion inside you, this feeling. And that will act like a magnet and attract all of the situation corresponding to this feeling, to this vibration. So the more you are conscious of the thoughts, of the kind of thoughts that are living inside you, the more you choose these ones that are bringing you joy, openness of mind, openness of heart, the more you become it. The more you are it and you manifest it in this lifetime. Because life around you is waiting for you to trigger these kinds of vibration to bring you everything that is vibrating at this level. It is mathematical. Life is the pure mirror of what you carry inside you. The thoughts that you are carrying inside you, the thoughts by which you are living your life, the belief by which you are living your life, the emotions by which you are living your life. So choose those ones that reflects what you want to make with your life, what you want to happen in your life. If you want to be joyful, place this feeling of joy inside your heart, and life will bring you the events, the situation that will bring you more joy inside your heart. That's the way it is working, beloved ones. It's not the other way around. You are the creator. You are the focal point from which the universe is expecting the orders. The universe is there to manifest what is in accordance 100% with the vibration of your heart. It is, the universe is there to completely surrender to the vibration that is inside you. You are the creator of your own universe. Life around you is intelligent, is conscious, is alive, and it answers to the heart of the human being. It answers to you, beloved one. It does not answer to anybody else. So what your life is correspond exactly 200% to the vibration of joy that you carry inside you, to the vibration of life, to this quality of life inside you. If you want to change your world, change the vibration of your heart. Change the vibration of the thoughts that you carry inside you. Change the vibration of the emotions that you are feeling inside you. You can choose at any moment to validate what is inside you, to look at it and say, is it what I want to live? Okay, is this, am I vibrating at a level that will bring me more joy, more peace, more creativity, more freedom? Is the vibration of my heart now creating more happiness in my life? This thought that is inside me, is it creating my life as I wish to? Does it bring me more love, more happiness, more joy, more opening of mind? Does it allow life to flow inside me, to bring me all of what I need? What kind of thoughts do I carry inside me? What do I believe in? Your belief, beloved ones, are so strong. They are the strings that pull towards you all the events towards you. If you believe you have to work hard to live your, to earn your life, you will work hard. Because this belief is pulling towards you this reality. You attract it. You manifest it. You create it. In this year, we will use the words as they are. You create your life. If you are miserable, it's because you carry the vibration of miserable inside you. And you feel it, and you believe it, and you carry it, and it is outpouring from you. So life brings you everything for you to really feel miserable, because you create it. You are the creator of the fact of being miserable. Nobody else. You carry it. So it's like you say to the universe, bring me more things, situations for me to feel more miserable. Because life is really obeying to what your heart is saying, is sending as a message to the universe. Nothing else, nobody else. So that, my beloved ones, you have to become more aware, conscious about this. You create your own world, nobody else. So this golden, pure energy that is coming towards you will infuse your hearts with its own resonance, its own vibration, its own energy to change your heart, to melt everything that does not correspond to its own vibration inside you. Be ready for some uncomfortable situation, because this pure love will shake you. It will shake the emotions inside you. It will make them pop out into your consciousness so that you become aware about that. So this year is a year of change for each human being. At the end of this year, nobody will be exactly the same. Everybody will change in consciousness, will change, will not think the same way, and will not feel the same way. That's a certainty. Take a picture of who you are now, how you feel, how you see yourself. And at the end of this year, take a picture again, and you will see the difference. I'm sending all my love. We are blessing each one of your hearts. We are blessing your souls. We are blessing the life inside you. We are blessing the love that you are.